Cycle hockey. Now, I'm also very slightly on there because you have brought in your unicycle with you. I sincerely hope you're not going to get me on that at some point.
Well, we're going to try for some time.
We hope the opposite.
Okay, well, Ros, first of all, why? I mean, did you wake up one morning and go, oh, now for something completely different, I'm going to take up unicycle hockey?
No, I just I had a friend who had a unicycle and I thought it'd be a good idea. Well, it just looked like a lot of fun, so I just had a go and really got into it.
Yeah,
really like it.
And how did it develop into hockey on a unicycle?
Just riding a unicycle, I found it a bit frustrating, you know. You have to keep you have to work quite hard to get going on it. So when I saw that internationally people play unicycle hockey, I thought that was a fantastic idea, because then I can improve my unicycling and play a really good fun game at the same time.
Oh, kill two birds with one stone. Daniel, how easy is it to manoeuvre yourself when you're on a unicycle? Obviously, you know, in hockey you dash and dart all over the place. What's it like on a unicycle?
Well, that's actually the good thing about playing hockey as opposed to just unicycling, because, I mean, first you've got a stick, so you can use that to turn a little bit yourself. But also, it's a distraction. If you think too much, yeah, you're going to lose your balance. So if you can be distracted by the thrill of the chase,
yeah,
and the
sure.
game and the and the.
Sure. So where can you play here?
We play every Monday night between 8 and 9:30 in the evening in North Point.
Okay.
And it's free to come along, and we welcome beginners to come along and learn how to ride a unicycle and eventually get to play.
Great. And what's the number they should call if they want to play?
My number, I'm Ros, and my number is 9365 4291, or you can have a look at the website. Just search for Unicycling in Hornby.